I'm Steve Miller reporting. Wednesday, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee said the committee's Republicans altered a classified memo before sending it to the White House. Bronwyn Benito has that story.
The document allegedly shows bias at the Justice Department against President Donald Trump. Representative Adam Schiff said he had discovered Wednesday evening that the memo had undergone material changes that committee members had not been able to review or approve, and that the situation was deeply troubling. A spokesman for Republican Chairman Devin Nunes responded with a statement saying the version sent to the White House had only minor edits, and the Democrats were trying to distract from the abuses detailed in the memo. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Israel's top opposition politician lashed out at Polish lawmakers Thursday for passing a bill that will regulate Holocaust speech. Yair Lapid is the head of Israel's centrist Yish Atid party and himself a son of a Holocaust survivor.
Like all Israelis, I'm horrified and dismayed by this bill. What does this bill say? That Jews were not killed in Poland with the aid of the Polish people? History tells us otherwise, and you cannot rewrite history.
Poland's ruling Law and Justice Party says the law is meant to fight expressions like Polish death camps to refer to wartime camps that Nazi Germany operated in occupied Poland. The Court of Arbitration for Sport upheld appeals by 28 Russian athletes who were sanctioned by the International Olympic Committee for alleged doping schemes at the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. It ruled there was insufficient evidence that the athletes committed doping violations, annulled the sanctions against them, and reinstated the results from the 2014 Games. This is VOA News. Yonghee, the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights Situation in Myanmar, reiterated Thursday the need for a fact-finding mission to investigate alleged massacres in the country.
If proven that they did, then there has to be responsibility and accountability. And I've said that no stones must be left unturned because the people, the victims, the family of the victims definitely deserve an answer, and the people of Myanmar deserve an answer.
The Associated Press confirmed more than five previously unreported mass graves through multiple interviews with more than two dozen survivors in Bangladesh refugee camps and through time-stamped cell phone video. A district court in Myanmar rejected bail Thursday for two Reuters journalists accused of violating the country's Official Secrets Act. Jeff Custer has that story.
Hua Lone and Jia Sa'u had worked on Reuters coverage of the crisis in Rakhine State, where an army crackdown on insurgents starting August 25th has triggered the flight of nearly 690,000 Rohingya Muslims to Bangladesh. The reporters were detained December 12th after they'd been invited to meet police officers over dinner in Yangon. In the proceedings, a lawyer for the two journalists told the court that documents police said were found in their possession when they were arrested contained information that was publicly available in newspaper reports. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
North Korean athletes arrived in South Korea Thursday amid a flurry of journalists snapping pictures. The figure skating pair of Kim Juk-sik and Ryum Tae-ok had been the only North Koreans to secure a spot at the Winter Games through conventional qualifying competitions. Despite losing their place after failing to register, they were handed one quota place by the International Olympic Committee last month. Three alpine skiers, three cross-country skiers, and two short track skaters accompanied the pair and headed to the Gangneung Athletes Village. United Nations humanitarian advisor Yeon Eung-lin said Thursday the Syrian government's approval of aid convoys is at an all-time low since the UN launched a humanitarian task force in 2015, with no deliveries during the past 2 months. He called on Russia, Turkey, and Iran to achieve de-escalation of the fighting in Idlib governorate and called for a humanitarian pause in the besieged rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta, where hundreds await medical evacuation. Brazilian federal police served more than 100 search and seizure warrants Thursday as part of an investigation into alleged graft involving a pension fund for post office workers. A police statement did not name any targets of the investigation, but said they included managers at the Postales Fund, executives at a foreign financial institution, listed companies, and risk assessment firms. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.